Dean Campbell and Kirsten McKenzie with George FM Breakfast on this Monday morning. So delighted to have Suzanne Masefield joining us back in the studio. Once again, one of the greatest body language experts in the nation of Aotearoa from the Body Language Company. How was that for an intro, Suzanne? You like that?
Love it.
How are you?
I'm great, thank you. How are you?
Yeah, really good. So you, as a body language expert, you have one of the most terrific of subject matters to analyse and critique. Over the weekend, Lance Armstrong, the most talked about interview of this year, maybe even this decade, Oprah Winfrey, in an epic, I think nearly 3 hours long, the interview in the end. Lance Armstrong, man, I was going to say quite a lack of body language from where we're sitting. Obviously, it's very stoic and very just holding, trying not to crack. But for someone like yourself, who can get down and analyse every little nook and cranny of his face, it told another story altogether, correct?
For sure. I mean, stoic and trying not to crack is also body language.
Mm.
So it's sometimes what's not there as much as what is there that's really useful to read.
Can I ask you, before this incident, were you following the Lance Armstrong case? Even before this whole case, were you aware of Lance Armstrong? What were your thoughts on Lance Armstrong as an individual?
As an individual, I thought it was interesting what was going on with the drug charges. I hadn't been following the story. It's only when I heard about the Oprah interview that I thought, oh, this should be interesting footage.
Okay. So tell us about your findings, Suzanne.
Well, it was very interesting because, as you said, he was very stoic and he kept things very tight. He considered his words and his body language mismatched pretty much continually throughout the interview. Basically, they were incongruent, which means, you know, he was stating that he was sorry and that he was apologising for what he'd done.
Mm.
But his body language was not saying that in any way.
What was his body language saying?
His body language was basically showing that he was confident.
Mm.
There was a sign of a lot of dominance, superiority, pride and arrogance.
Wow. Yeah.
Towards the end, there was certainly some vulnerability that crept in. But some of the body language cues around the arrogance, quite a primal thing. He started tapping his chest, you know, like apes do at one point, which is very primal. And also he crossed his legs in a figure four, which is very much a male dominance position. And it's quite useful to use in business. But in an interview, it's like a barrier. But it's also saying, actually, I'm dominant here. He stuck his chin out quite a lot, which again can be a sign of superiority.
And very tight chin as well, tight muscles.
Tight jaw. You know, obviously he's an athlete, so his muscles will be quite tight. So you have to take that into consideration. But yes, certainly clenching around the jaw, which usually is about suppressed and held anger.
Mm.
And also when somebody is actually feeling sorry or remorseful or humility, they tend to make themselves smaller. Well, he certainly didn't do that. He kept himself very, very still. But there were also sort of quite a few signs that he really wasn't that sorry, because some of the words that he used, he said, my only cocktail, you know, as if it was, you know, not such a big thing. And then he kept touching his lips and hesitating, which is always a sign of anxiety around those times. And when he talked about apologizing to a few people, he depersonalized them by saying, she's one of these people.
Mm.
So it dissociates from it. And his body language basically, you know, Oprah said, fame magnifies who you are, whether you're a jerk or a great person.
Mm.
And at that point when she said, whether you're a jerk, he closed his eyes, which is, I don't really want to hear this. Get this out of my way.
Yeah, right.
You know, ooh. And there's some sort of owning of that within himself, which he did actually express.
Any moments where you felt that he was being genuine?
Certainly towards the end. The fact that his body language shows the opposite, you know, suggests that he does know that he's in the wrong. I think it's about, we have a personality that is addicted to power here.
Yeah.
And I think this is where the problems happened. And he manipulates his word to justify his own truth.
Suzanne Masefield, thank you so much. All very interesting. And by the way, you're doing the only public course you will do this year at the Body Language Company. How can people get involved in this?
They can go to the website, www.bodylanguage4results.
Mm-hmm.
At that place, they can download a free body language report.
Mm-hmm.
And for George FM, we have a special for the course that'll take them through to the course. And they will get the course. It's normally $450 and it'll be for $297, but that's only until the end of January.
Brilliant. Thank you so much, Suzanne. Great to have you on the show again. And how did I do? Just in the last 3 minutes, my face was all right? Yeah, still bad with money? I am still bad with money, Anne. Thank you so much, Suzanne. This is Porter Robinson. Track called Easy.